Hello, this is Tom Robinson, and this is a brief message for the whole Manhattan Church of Christ community. It's a little bit strange standing or sitting here and looking out at the empty pews in our auditorium, but most of you have probably received the announcement that we sent out yesterday that because of the coronavirus, we are not going to be having our regular assemblies for at least the next 3 weeks. And we'll be evaluating safety issues as the time unfolds, and we'll be giving more information about that as things go along. Let me just say that I really want to thank some of the people in our congregation for help in making this decision, most especially some of those who are scientists within our own fellowship, Changsun Chui and Paul Stelzer especially, but also Walter Edwards and Mary Joseph and others as well. Changsun especially alerted us to the fact that in his own professional evaluation, the epidemic was just at the starting point and would likely get much more severe before it got better. And consulted with Dr. Paul Stelzer. Both of them are very high-level medical professionals and medical researchers. And so I, in realizing the information that they had come to and the conclusions that they had come to, it was an important decision and a relatively easy decision to realize that we needed to close for this period of time. And all of the elders, as we consulted, agreed on that, and as well as all of our staff. And so even though it's with a heavy heart, we still believe that it's truly the best way that we can show real love for each other, that we simply not have our worship services for these next 3 weeks, and that we evaluate carefully safety issues as we go on, seeing how the whole situation evolves. In that situation, we want to encourage everyone as much as possible really to make sure for your own safety and that of your family, staying at home, doing all the washing that everyone is instructed to do, and all of that. And we encourage you, especially because we're a group that gathers on Sunday morning, to think about worshiping as a family or as a small group of friends with whom you know that you're safe on Sunday morning. And we want you to go to our website and also our YouTube channel on Sunday morning at our regular time of worship at 10:30. We're not exactly sure right this moment what all you will find, but you will find resources for worship as individuals or as a family or a small group together. And we hope that you will make use of those music resources that are there, meditation resources. And there will also be a message that will be given. I'll be giving a message that at that time and that will lead up to partaking of the Lord's Supper. And so we hope that you will think about that in advance and prepare for that, and that we, even though we're separated from each other, can participate in that together on Sunday morning. We're, of course, working very hard to have these things ready for this coming Sunday, but we will be developing more and more of these resources as the days and weeks unfold. We just simply do not know how things are going to develop over the course of the next few weeks. I also want to mention that we have a new link that is on our congregational website, manhattanchurchalloneword.org, that allows, that facilitates giving in an easy way, giving through a credit card. Some of you are already doing your worship through giving by using the facilities of your bank to send a check to the church week by week or month by month. You can certainly continue on with that. But do check out the new link that's on our website to be able to make use of your credit card in giving to the church. Let me say, we simply do not know how all of these things are going to unfold. We know that we want to make sure that we continue to nourish and help each other all along the way through whatever it is that we're going to go through. We want a lot of interaction, so we solicit your ideas, your thoughts, your reflections on what we do, your suggestions for ways that we can enhance interaction. We want to have prayer groups together online. We want to have studies together online. We want to have a variety of other things that can unfold. We want to have things for children, things for adults, and all of that. And we very much solicit your help, your suggestion, your ideas in all of this. We want to affirm always that though this epidemic is separating us physically from each other, we still are a body of God's people. We belong together. We are helping each other. And we genuinely want to facilitate, to nourish, to grow our congregational life together, even in this time of being separated by an epidemic. We pray for each other. We thank you for your participation in this, and we pray for God's blessings on all of us. Amen.